Today is primary day in 11 states, including Florida, which is holding a crucial Democratic contest for governor. The home of the pregnant Chad and the butterfly ballot fiasco in the 2000 presidential election, Florida spent millions of dollars to get its voting machines free of problems in time for today's primary. However, Florida is again experiencing problems with its elections. NPR's Philip Davis joins us from Miami. Philip, as the great Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually worse than deja vu all over again. It's like a recurring nightmare all over again. Instead of having hanging chads and unreadable low-tech paper ballots, this time it's the new high-tech computerized voting machines that were supposed to solve all this that are causing the problems. In fact, they may have been too high-tech. One of the problems is that they take about 6 minutes each to power up, so that when the poll workers showed up this morning, in some cases it took more than an hour to get all the machines up and running. Even Janet Reno, the former U.S. Attorney General who's now running for the Democratic nomination for governor, had to wait about 15 minutes before she could cast her first vote right at 7 a.m. this morning.
Which precincts seem to be the most seriously affected?
Well, it's mostly in South Florida, which had all the problems in the 2000 election. Of course, South Florida counties are the biggest ones in the state, so you would expect that their problems might be magnified a little bit more by this change into the new technology. But there were problems reported in Broward County, where people had to wait 1, 2, and 3 hours. In Palm Beach County, where dozens of poll workers didn't show up. And in Miami-Dade County, which had all these problems, and also, again, some predominantly African-American neighborhoods were hit hardest. There was one precinct in a neighborhood called Liberty City that didn't open for 5 hours after it was supposed to.
Now, Philip, what are election officials and the election board saying? Because this was a kind of national debacle last time out, and presumably one they wanted in the worst way to avoid.
Well, they're all walking around very red-faced right now. In general, after the original startup problems were taken care of in the first few hours of the morning, the election has proceeded relatively smoothly. But the head of the state elections department, Jim Smith, was really quite critical of Miami-Dade and Broward counties, saying that the majority of counties throughout the state got their preparations right. And there really was no excuse for these South Florida counties to get it wrong.
Have these problems affected any of these races, Philip, particularly where things are very close, as between Janet Reno and Bill McBride?
Well, that's hard to say. Janet Reno was the favorite in this race, but now she finds herself in a very, very tight contest with Bill McBride. And part of her strategy to win this race was to have a high voter turnout, turning out her traditional base of elderly voters, women voters, and African-American voters, many of whom who live in South Florida, where most of these problems were. So if those people are not able to vote, yes, it might be able to affect her campaign, as Bill McBride supporters, he gets much more support in northern Florida and central Florida. But some of those problems may be ameliorated. The Janet Reno campaign, which was really upset most of the day, sued the state government to force the polls to remain open a couple extra hours. And Governor Jeb Bush today signed an executive order that would allow just that to happen. So people who weren't able to vote early in the morning will be able to come around later on in the evening after work and cast their ballots after all.
Well, thanks very much, Philip.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Philip Davis speaking to us in Miami.